Big John's Crack, the weekly podcast show where you get to hear my crack, but fortunately, you don't get to see it. Or maybe that's unfortunate. Anyway, that's enough talking. Let's get straight to the crack. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Big John's Crack. This is going to be a first for me, big podcast. Start a new podcast with myself and my dear wife's beside me here, Lottie. You want to say hello, Lottie, for the first podcast? Go on ahead, say hello at the microphone there, Lottie.
No, I'm not involved.
Well, you are involved. They're sat beside me, so you're married to me. So this is the first episode of the podcast. We start a wee podcast here because I thought folk would like to hear my crack and not see the crack, thankfully, because you see enough of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I didn't see enough of yours, but anyway, I just thought we'd start one for a bit of crack, talk about some topics, some strange news stories, and share mine and Lottie's funny stories throughout our weekly lives. So, why did I start the podcast, Lottie? That's why.
I have no idea why you started.
Well, I don't know, folk chat don't want to hear more of me. You
no,
know,
so I don't think so.
I must just be an inspiration to the masses. Is that why? They like hearing about me?
No.
Well, sure you hear enough of me, anyway.
I know.
So, that's the reason why we started the podcast. So, my name's Big John, a.k.a. Big Johnny McKimmon from a wee place called Ballymoney. Northern Ireland, NA, originally from a wee place called Derwick.
Just I don't think it. You need to worry, it's not going to go worldwide.
Well, you never know. You never know, I could get signed up here. I might get free Nike sponsorship.
Maybe.
Or might get, I don't know, free boxers or something. But then they don't know. Plenty of them. Oddballs, some job. Not sponsored by Oddballs tonight, but it might be. Tap me up. And what about you, Lottie? You're from the Toon too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
You know what I do.
I know, but the folk don't know. Yeah, come on now. This is a joint effort here.
It's not, it's your podcast.
Yeah, I know. So, any funny stories to tell these folk? Any funny stories you want to talk about me now? Tell about me. You might as well sink me in it here now.
Yeah? Just
shoot me in there, tonight. Well, go on. Sure, think about one then.
Yeah?
So you might as well tell the folk one. You got any? No? Head and hands here, what?
You know what one I'm
doing. Right, well, go on ahead, what are you thinking?
The biggest incident.
And what happened? You want me to set the scene?
Yeah.
Right, so me and my dear wife went to Las Vegas here a few years ago, and we decided then one morning, the night before, we went for a lovely buffet. This, you know, real classy, swanky place.
It wasn't that classy.
All you can eat. $30.
So it wasn't classy.
It's very good. The steak's lovely. But clearly there was something wasn't lovely. Didn't agree with me. But so anyway, next morning, Lottie decides she wants a big crepe for her breakfast. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I was thinking of was a crepe. I was more thinking a crab. But so Lottie decides to go get this lovely big crepe with peanut butter and Nutella and all on it. Well, maybe more Nutella. So I just wasn't feeling at it. So I thought, no, I'll wait a wee while until I eat my meat. And that's not like me, because everybody knows I like my meat.
But you're not a big eater.
Not a big eater, though. Big chap, just not a big eater. So anyway, we decided there to go down and Lottie get herself a wee breakfast. And the hours went on and I never ate anything. And then I thought, you know, I'm ready for a spot of lunch here.
Oh, well, you're still a bit picky, Lottie.
Oh, well, it wasn't great, but I never turned down the opportunity of a wee Subway, especially in a different country. So I thought, right, I would love a wee 6-inch sub here with maybe, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of meatball marinara. It was could have been chili chicken.
Aye, it probably
with
was.
Cheese and lettuce and tomatoes. Hard to beat. Extra chili sauce. Wee 6-inch for a change. Usually go for the foot long, but I went for a wee 6-inch this time. And well, that's all right. Couple of bites. Felt a wee bit of wind. Turns out it wasn't just wind, was it?
No, it definitely wasn't. No. And the air changed.
Was it stinking, was it?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say I turned around to Loy and I says, Loy, I think I shit myself. And your reaction was absolute hysterical laughter. And she goes, well, you may stand up there to see. So let's just say I stood up and I was wearing light red shorts and they turned into dark red shorts. And I got up and I was extremely embarrassed.
Uncomfortable.
I was very uncomfortable. I had a dirty nappy. I had a dirty nappy for years. But
there wasn't probably any much substance in it. It was just liquid.
Well, it was like brown liquid. We'll not get into it. Nobody wants to hear about my hand. But no, it was a very uncomfortable situation. But you were very sympathetic.
No, it wasn't.
No, you weren't, no. She laughed the whole way back to the hotel. So,
which was about 3 miles away.
So I did what any husband would do, and I clashed her. No, I didn't clash him. What did you? I would never clash my wee lawyer. Sure not.
Yeah.
That's wee, but I can't believe we're talking about... Herbie!
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, we've just got a pup here. And the last couple of weeks, Herbie... We managed your schnauzer, and he's just peed it on the tiles. Thanks for that, Herbie. Mm-hmm. I'll give Lotte in. It's just to actually clean the floor. She cleans it once a month.
Well, it's more than you clean it.
Mm-hmm. Once a month. Great cleaning woman she is. So she has, you know, she hasn't much time there, the critter.
I don't have much time.
Oh dear, so that's one funny story about myself. So I think I'll maybe tell one about Lottie now.
No.
Saying that she dubbed me into my followers here, my three followers. We've got mommy, daddy, and brother. Because the other brother's probably a friend. He'll not want to follow me and listen to my cracks. I might dub him in it. But so that's one wee funny story there about our time in Las Vegas. The Sin City. It's more like Shant City. A wee bit dirty. But no, that was good crack, that. That was one of our adventures abroad. So it was. That was one of many. But many's a place, Loy, haven't we? Been many's a place. We've been to Bunkrana, Dunfanaghy, Las Vegas, and Donegal. Lovely wee places. So they would be. So, yeah, more you want to share here for our first podcast, Loy. It's going well. I've run out of chat here after 7 minutes 41 seconds and counting. Oh, I fucking just broke the chair. Oh, I have actually. Oh my God, I'm going to go in the dish. All this excitement. So, well, there's just a wee bit of background knowledge about Big John and Loy. Loy's adventures. Part one. And we're going to try and get some guests on the podcast now and again, some local celebrities from various walks of life. We might get Billy Elvis on if he's willing. He can sing a wee tune. Oh, me by me. Good buddy, great singer, just doesn't know the words.
Can't say that.
Why? Wait, he's alright, he's a good singer, we might get him on. You think he's going to listen to the podcast?
I don't worry about you goodbye.
Well, I know he'd beat the dung at you. But
this is not anywhere near PC.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's not.
No, I'm on a laptop, not on a PC. Oh dear. But no, that's just that's the crack, the first podcast. And we'll play a wee game. We'll play a wee game of Would You Rather. Right, would you rather, I'm going to start with you, Loy. Would you rather go 1 month with only a tank top on, or go 1 month with a thong on?
Oh, for goodness sake.
With only a thong on, nothing else. I mean, them tas would be swinging side to side.
Shut up.
Hashtag free the ta. Right, go ahead, answer the question. Would you rather go 1 month with only a tank top on, or go 1 month with a thong on, only?
Well, there's probably more coverage in a tank top.
Well, listen, you buy about the tongue. covers the important bits.
Not barely.
You didn't want everybody seeing your fluff.
It barely covers it.
Sure, like, everybody gets their taz it. Or a lot of folk do.
Well, do you see many walk around the town with them out?
No, but I've been in many places that get them out. So what's your answer there?
A tank top.
You'd rather tank, so you'd rather have your arse.
Well, there's more coverage in that I could work with.
You'd rather have your arse on your flip it.
I could pull the tank top down over.
But you know, probably when I reach by your bunda. Right, so you're going for the tank top. Right, go on ahead. I'm ready for my question.
Would you rather be
This is
hit in the face with a fish, like a stinging one, rotten fish, or fart it on right in the face?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I've probably been farted on many a time. You fart
not
on
in the face.
Well, you fart on them many a time.
No, I haven't.
I've never been slapping the fish, but.
Slapping the fish.
I've smelt plenty of fishy places. you know, like fishmongers and stuff. You know, at the supermarkets. Your wee man in Ballymoney. Your wee boy in Ballymoney sells the fish. So I would probably rather be slapped in the face with a fish. Because, let's be honest, it's only a bloody fish.
But it's a rotten fish.
No, it does. Well.
I stipulated at that.
Well, sure, it's only. A rotten fish will. It'll be a brief bit of discomfort, whereas a fart, especially in the ears, would linger a while.
No. That's the wrong decision.
Well, all right, it's my turn now. Right, would you rather... would you rather have no body hair or no head hair? Well, that's easy for you.
Well, obviously that's easy for me.
I should rather have no body hair.
But
what would you do without them hairy nipples?
I'm not taking part in this anymore.
Alright, okay, so you would rather have obviously, yes, no body hair. That's fair enough. I could work with that too. Right, one more piece, let's go.
Would you rather be Would you rather be allergic to chippies and Chinese's, or have to eat your least favourite food the rest of your life?
Well, as everybody knows, me knows that I am an absolute health connoisseur, and it's only salad past my lips. No, well, that's a joke, right? I would probably, Greg, go again. Would I rather do without chippies and Chinese's, or...
No, you're allergic to them, so you can't.
Oh, right, okay. Or eat my least favourite food.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what is my least favourite food?
You don't really like fish.
I could eat it. Like. What do you not like?
You don't like tomato pasta?
No, I would not want to eat that every day for the rest of my life. But then I wouldn't really want to be allergic to. I would... I could probably work with the chippies and Chinese's if it meant I could eat homemade good stew, Irish stew.
You don't like stew.
I do, but I don't like the raw onion.
It's not raw onion. No, but
you,
stew.
But there is. Whenever you look into the Irish stew, the onion looks raw, and I kind of hate that. So that the whole thing. You know what else I kind of hate? Noisy eaters. Noisy eaters does my nothing. I can't hear.
Well, you're quite noisy yourself.
I'm sorry, I can't hear myself eating. I can hear you eating.
Well, do you know what annoys me?
Hunching and crunching.
You're breathing.
Oh, here we go. Well, you hate to breathe, didn't you?
At night, like, when I'm in my bed, no, like, I can't even hear myself breathing because it's so quiet.
And we can hear you farting, well.
But you are snorting and snuffling.
Aye, snorting and snuffling. The only thing I'm doing is I'm just looking at my precious wee lottie and I'm thinking, you know, I'm so glad to be married to them.
Oh, shut up.
But I wish she'd fucking keep her mouth shut when she's eating.
I do keep it closed.
No, you're noisy enough at times. Or you know the worst bits, whenever you slurp at tea. Does anybody else hate that? Does anybody else hate noisy tea slurpers. Like, it's not hard just to open your mouth and pour the tea down your throat and swallow. You didn't hate.
You do, no, because you it's don't. Too warm to burn you.
Well, then put a bit of cold water on it.
No.
Or extra milk.
No,
could I get a cup of tea, please, with an extra shot of milk there, so I didn't hate to slurp it?
Do you get shots of milk in your tea?
I do, especially when I'm Starbucks. Big John asks for, could I get a grande cappuccino with an extra shot of chai latte milk? Yeah, it's lovely.
If you didn't live in Ballymoney,
outside,
where would you live?
If I didn't live in Ballymoney, where would I live? Somewhere warm. Somewhere with a phone signal that folk can ring and pester you. Somewhere where there's plenty of meat. That's
kind you of, have to, that has to be a place that exists.
Sounds like Durbuck. There's no phone signal in Durbuck. No, maybe they improved it. They've got a mast up now.
Well, where? You don't...
Somewhere warm for a start. There's nothing worse than going out to work every day in the winter, and that's lashing. The rain's lashing. You're all right. You're inside.
I know.
It's me. You never think of me when you're.
Well, as I said, you chose that path.
Uh huh. Yeah. And you know it's great. It's a very enjoyable path. It has to. I love getting the rain's running in the shock of my arse. The winter's great. Love it. Love a big wet.
You haven't said where you're gonna live.
Well, I'll probably live somewhere like Salou. Anybody knows me knows I love a good trip to Salou.
You've only been once.
I know, but I want to go back. It's great, you know, the cheap beer.
You're telling me, out of all the places we've been, Thailand and...
What?
Santorini and where else have we been?
Don't you want
the Amalfi Coast. You'd rather go and back to Salou out of all them places.
I would love to go to Salou. Great spot. Hotel Jaime. We Lottie booked this trip to Salou many years ago. We were going out about 2 or 3 years, and she goes, right, I booked this holiday. So I think you booked it over Teletext, didn't you? And then you get defrauded. You get defrauded, £500
with somebody.
No, see that scatter that worked on that Teletext holidays. I'm gonna find out who she was.
Well, she probably doesn't work anymore because it's about 10 years ago.
No, I'd say she's in jail for fraud. But Lottie booked a wee place called Hotel Jaime, right? Well, but it was spelled Jimmy. Like no, I said, Jamie, not Jimmy. Jaime, was it? Jamie, Hotel, Hotel Jamie, one or two, Hotel Jamie one. So we went to this Hotel Jamie place, right? Lovely big pool now. It was a bit like fucking Auschwitz, right enough. Like a concentration
like
camp.
And
you mind the night we went down for dinner, half bored. We went down for dinner and the next thing we snuck two tins of Coke into Jamie's canteen and back Jamie's canteen, and the boy came over to us and goes, ha ha, look at me, look at me. Thought he's going to shoot us because we took two tins of Coke in. Do you know that we're in our holidays? We're in our holidays. Go you back to the police station. Bye, I love Salou.
Hawaii.
Just a nice wee place, nice beach and all.
There's a nice beach in Manny's a place.
Well, there's a nice beach in Port Rush, but the water's shite. No, I like Salou, must say. Some place.
So if you didn't live in Balmain, you'd live in Salou?
Well, it'll be one of the options. Wait, where would you live?
I wouldn't live anywhere else. I'm happy here.
No, that's not the question.
I would live... I probably would live in... Somewhere warm.
You would live, I know where you would live.
Where?
You live in a good European country.
Where?
Called Chile.
Shut up.
Lottie wouldn't have great geographical knowledge, would you?
Hey, but I'm smart.
I know you're very smart, but
other things.
You're not very good at...
No, and I do not preach that I am good at geography.
No, no.
You but can't have it all.
No, no. I know only some folk has it. You know... Like, I'm good at the capital cities.
Huh?
Good at capital cities. You ask me anyone, apart from the Eastern European countries, don't ask me any of them, but ask me the normal ones that 95% of folk could get, like France, Paris, England, London. Ask me
your favourite one.
Oh, Venezuela. Caracas. I mean, how many folk could tell me the capital city of Venezuela? Nibdy, but I already told you.
Oh, well, it's really relevant knowledge to know that.
Yeah. So that's just, we're just getting to, there's folks getting to know us and how smart I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, that's just a wee introduction podcast. Hashtag one, Big John's podcast, Big John's crack. And if anybody wants to see a photo of my crack, I can send it to them. send me a wee PM there.
You don't really have much.
Crack?
Yeah.
I've got a hole though. You know, I've got
your bum is concave.
I've got no arse, just a hole.
It goes in.
My crack starts just below my shoulder blades. And it runs flat right down to my ankles. And the hole could be anywhere in between.
I'm sorry, but it doesn't.
Whenever I go to the toilet, I lie down. You know, and I don't use toilet roll, I just go to the shower. I think you make up for me anyway. You're bound to make up for me. Whenever the good Lord was making me, he ran out of ink. No, I forget about the arse. He doesn't need that. Just gave him a hole. Oh dear. But
right,
will we wrap it up? Yeah. We'll wrap it up, right? Thanks everybody for listening to Big John's Crack. Hope you enjoyed it. Us talking absolute garbage. In the future, we hope for some special guests. Like, I'm not promising Boris Johnson or anything, but you know, there might be some local heroes, you know, from around the area.
Local heroes. Well, I don't
know. You know, like who would be local heroes? There's no money for here. We might have to go to Belfast or something to get them. There's no money for the tin, but there's the audience.
There
so
is plenty in the town.
I know, right? So if anybody wants to come on, or you know, they can give me a shout, and we can get something organised for a crack, Big John's crack, because it's good to have somebody to chat to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody needs a wee bit of, through the week, everybody needs a wee bit of an uplift, because I know I do.
Yeah.
You need it too.
You
could do it more times than enough. But no, thanks everybody for listening, and tune in next week. We're doing this weekly.
Well,
see, maybe monthly. No, we'll do it every week. Money,
this might be
week.
The only one.
Aye, if nobody listens and says it's pure garbage, then this will be the last one. So thanks very much for listening, and have a good night. Bye bye.